Morning. It's indeed good to be gathered together this morning to worship the Lord and sing praises to His name. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do thank You, Lord, for the many blessings that You give to us. Thank You for another opportunity that we have to gather together here in Your name, Lord, and that we can still do this freely. We just give You so many thanks for all that You do for us, for each one that was able to make it this morning. Pray for those who may be listening and are not here today due to other things or sickness. Lord, pray that You would bring healing there according to Your will, and that You would comfort them and help them be encouraged as well. Just pray Your blessing upon the morning. Give each one that is sharing here the words to speak and help us to hear what You have for us and to apply it to our lives, and that it may be a challenge and encouragement to each one. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. This morning, my thoughts were about Thanksgiving here coming up. I was just thinking a lot about thankfulness, and it's an area that I often am not as do as well in. I struggle with doing. I tend to be more, due to my sin nature, I guess, I tend to be a little bit more pessimistic, I guess, and kind of like, even though there's things to be thankful for, and I realize that, I often think, well, I'm thankful that happened, but why did, you know, that it came out that way, but why did it have to go that way? Sometimes it's like, maybe we just need to stop. Maybe I just need to stop and be just thankful that it worked out however it worked out, and that's what God wanted. Even if I had to maybe suffer a little bit or have a frustration through something, whether it be sickness or whatever it might be. Let me see here. Starting in 2 Samuel, I just have some verses here. This was talking about, this is a David's song of deliverance there. In verse 1, it says, David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And in verse, shooting up to verse 50 there, it says, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto his name. David could have, yeah, he was obviously very thankful that God had delivered him. He could have easily thank the Lord, but complained at the same time. And God would have been like, well, you're thankful, but why are you complaining to me? I just delivered you. But he prayed and was thankful that God had done that for him. What are we thankful for? What has God done for us? 1 Chronicles 16:8. It says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Oh, give thanks, 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And verse 35 there says, and say, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. There's so many things that we have to be thankful for, not just in November, when that might be when we think of it most, but every day, all the time. Let me see. In Psalm 18:49, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Psalm 26:7, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Psalm 34:30, verse 4, says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Verse 30:12 in Psalm, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Psalm 50:14. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. 79:13. So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. And then a familiar chapter we're all familiar with is Psalm 100. A psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. There's so much that God has done for us. Regardless of our circumstances, he provides so many ways. We don't deserve any of it. He still gives us so much. And when we think that we're at some big loss or, he just continues to bless us. And when we're at a low time, we still have no reason to complain, because if we look, we take the focus off of ourselves. There's just so much that is there. We need to be thankful no matter what the circumstance or no matter what is happening. And Daniel was still thankful and praying even though it was going to get him in trouble. Daniel, verse 6:10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, here they had written the decree against him, they were desperately, nobody could find anything wrong with the guy. And they were desperately trying to find something wrong with this guy. So they came up with, as we all know, they came up with this thing that they were not allowed to pray to anyone else but their gods. And Daniel was like, he could have been like, God, what in the world are you doing? This is ridiculous. Why are you allowing this to happen to me? But instead, he continued on. And it says in verse 10 of chapter 6. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. So even still, he knew, boy, this is crazy. These people are just trying so hard to find something wrong with me, because they didn't like him, and he was a righteous man, and he just went and prayed and gave thanks. He could have easily gone into his house and been just fussing and whining and carrying on, but he gave thanks instead. In Jonah, Here Jonah was disobedient. He was not doing what the Lord wanted him to. And they cast him over the boat. He knew that he was in wrong when the storms came up and they couldn't figure out what in the world's going on. They threw him over the side of the boat and he thought, oh, I'm going to perish. I'm not sure what I would, if I was him, what I would have been thinking, but I would have been like, well, here I go. That's it for me. I'm going to drown here. Up comes this fish and swallows him. Then I really would have been wondering what did I just get myself into? This is rough, in the belly of this fish. But it says Jonah. He realized he's in the belly of the fish there, and he's crying out to the Lord and realizing, Lord, get me out of this predicament. And it says, verse 9 says, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. He realized, this is his only chance out. He better be thankful for what God has done for him and realize that the only way he's going to get out of this predicament is salvation. And he realized, thank you, Lord, for this potential opportunity. Now, he didn't. God could have left him in there and could have passed, you know, just died in there. But God realized, I've got his attention. Now I can accept that and allow him to do what I want him to do, and he let him out. But just whatever the circumstances, whatever the predicament is that we're in, that we would be thankful every moment that no matter what, we can just cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, you know, thank you for all that you have done for me. Luke 17. Here's the where Jesus healed the lepers there, and he healed them. But there was only one. It says at verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. There's 10 of them that were lepers, and Jesus kindly healed them, made them whole again, told them to go to the priest. Only one of them turned around and actually verbally fell down, worshipped him, and gave thanks. That needs to be each one of us, to actually turn and say, thank you, Lord, for salvation, especially, or for food, clothing, warm homes, vehicles, whatever, you know, whatever it might be. Maybe your vehicle's junk, and it's like, well, it still gets me around, but why can't you give me something better? At least be thankful for it. You know, there's so much that God does for us. When someone helps us, do we thank them? Do we show appreciation? That's something I've tried to do better in over the years, and don't always do as well as I should, but is when somebody does something kind to us or something for us or helps us with something, to thank them, show them appreciation and that, wow, thank you so much, you know, that I appreciate that. That means so much to people, and it not only blesses us, but it blesses them. Ephesians and 5, 1 through 4. Do we often focus on the negative? That's something I have to be careful with. I do. It's like somehow the negative just stands out. Some people seem to, and I really look up to people that can do that, focus on the positive. Because so often, it's like the negative just is right there. There's a positive and lots of it. Then there's this little piece of negative. It's like, I'm over here. It's like, I need to be over here where the positive side is. How is our speech? The way we talk? Are we always silly? Or is it expressing thanks? Ephesians 5. One through four there. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. In Ephesians 5 there, shooting down to 19 and 20. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There again, the need to just put aside all those other things and give thanks. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. Are we thankful people? Or are we always complaining and whining and fussing? Or are we always complaining? What is our focus? Is our focus on Christ? If our focus is on Christ, it's pretty hard to complain. Or at least it should be. What is our focus? May we focus on all the good things God has done and be thankful. Not just this time of year when we're thinking about Thanksgiving and lots to eat and fun people to be with and visiting and all that stuff. And it's just everything kind of feels good and, you know, you kind of go through your day. But through every moment that as we go about life, as we go about every day, every hour, that we would be thankful, even when those hard trials come, that God is there, he's watching over us, he's given us much, and sometimes, often for me, when I get through a rough spot or things aren't going well, if I stop and I'm thankful, often those things bring me to thankfulness. It's like, wow, I haven't really been thankful either. Maybe I haven't really been focusing on the right things. Or maybe the Lord is just trying to get my attention. It's like, you know what? I need to be more thankful. So just that's what I had to share. Just a challenge to each one of us that no matter what circumstance we are in, that we can focus our attention on God, on Christ, Jesus, what he has done for us, and just to be thankful and to go about our lives and share that with others. May the Lord bless.